When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Vern, we said we'll have you on every single day. Wow. We hope to be talking to you all the way through the whole month of October. Playoff baseball back in KC. I'm happy for you as well, Vern. We'll be listening tomorrow on Deck Show, getting you set for Royals and Orioles right here on 96.5 The Fan. Let me just get your reaction. You've been around this team all year. You were there in spring training to now see them complete the first task, which was something most people didn't believe was possible. That is turning a 56-win organization now to a team that is playing in wild card week.
Yeah, and credit is deserved top to bottom. Looking towards the future, though, I think the thing that gives me the most hope that this is sustainable is the two men at the top, right? John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo, the aggressiveness of ownership, the listen, I don't want to call a billionaire a fan, right? He's still making money off of this, but you can at least sense the fandom of the Kansas City Royals inside of John Sherman. And then the savvy moves that J.J. Piccolo has made over the past 18 to 20 months. No, I don't believe that Seth Lugo is going to duplicate this next season. No, I think Michael Wacha should go into free agency this offseason. There are a lot of questions going into 2025, but so long as Sherman and Piccolo are running the show, you feel pretty good.
When you look at what this matchup is, Gold and I were both on the side of, I would rather face the Orioles. Part of it is, I'll just be honest, the Houston Astros are a team that goes to the ALCS every damn year. And if I don't have to play them.
I didn't hear anybody asking for the Astros, to be quite honest.
Good. Well, I'm glad we're on the same boat. Only on social media yesterday, only after it looked like they were getting ready to face the Orioles, and I see a few people who are worried, Vern, because in the next round, you probably would rather play Cleveland than play the New York Yankees. But I'm like, that's next week's problem. I don't care about that. I got to finish this series before I get to the next one.
Yeah. I'm not Listen, I'm not more fearful of the Yankees than I would be the Guardians anyway. To worry about your next opponent is silly. Think about it. The momentum that this team would have going into that series, yeah, to worry about who your foe would be at Kauffman Stadium in a playoff game in 2024, wow. Obviously, the Chiefs won, so we really can't complain about a perfect team. We're nitpicking if we're saying, well, our foe at Kauffman Stadium for a playoff game for the first time in 9 years isn't who I want. Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you, Vern. Now, the way this rotation sets up, how many times did we talk to you – throughout the year. We were like, man, just get in and got to love what a three-game series looks like with this starting rotation. And they got the luxury of being able to set it up because they clinched on Friday night. That's why I feel great about the start of this series tomorrow. You got Reagans, Lugo, and then if you need one on Thursday, guess what? Oh, man, I get Michael Wacha on the mound.
Right, along with Lucas Erceg, you would think mm-hmm. there's at least five innings of Lucas Erceg that could be spread out over the course of those three games. Cody mentions the ALDS. Yeah, ALDS, ALCS, World Series, Tournament Baseball. I find it a bit more concerning as a Royals fan, but 100% gold. 3 days in a row, that is going to, in my opinion, come back to starting pitching, and who has the edge there? Obviously, it's the Royals. Corbin Burnes is a stud. I just voted for him as the American League Pitcher of the Month for September. Corbin Burnes is a star. Cole Reagans has been better this year. And then, obviously, your Game 2 starting matchup, your Game 3 starting pitching matchup is going to be, obviously, favoring the Kansas City Royals. And, you know, we talk about the Yankees and a fear of the Yankees, man. I think the Yankees are going to possibly suffer from the same issue that Baltimore is going to suffer from, and that is they're not playing with house money, right? As an organization, they're not playing with house money. I know the players on the field aren't with the Royals. You know, Bobby and Salvi are trying to build a legacy out there. But as far as the fans in the stadium, again, Bobby or Vinny or Salvi run into one in the first inning coming up tomorrow or on Saturday in Game 1 at the Bronx. That place is going to get quiet. It's going to get tight. That pitcher's going to get tight. Corbin Burnes, Zach Eflin, Garrett Cole, Carlos Rodon, whoever it is, they're going to feel that collective anxiety throughout the Bronx, throughout Baltimore. So, you know, playing in their yard with a Cole Reagans, with a Seth Lugo, with the pitching advantage in, I would think, every game maybe outside of that Garrett Cole on Saturday. You know, I don't think that would line up well for the Royals. But outside of that, Royals should go in there chest out feeling confident because that place could get tight real quick.
Vern, I didn't think that this was even going to be a possibility for the wild card series. But let's say Vinny wakes up tomorrow and they say, to hell with it. Man's on the wild card roster because he was certainly acting like it in the postgame locker room on Friday. So if Vinny is on the American League wild card roster, how would you use him? Just as a pinch hitter, a starter who just DHs? Would you play him at first? Like, how are you using Vinny in that scenario?
Matt Quatrero said in the past hour that Vinny will not play first base if he is on the wild card roster. So designated hitter, I'm putting him in the three spot, right? It's Pham, it's Bobby, it's Vinny Pasquantino into Salvador Perez. You go right back to the team that you were for a majority of the season. You go back to that team built on starting pitching, defense, team speed, and three of the most clutch bats in all of Major League Baseball. Listen, J.J. Piccolo hinted as much back on Saturday. Matt Quatrero continued to reflect their amazement in the recovery as it's only been, 29 days since he underwent surgery. But yeah, all signs are certainly pointing to Vinny Pasquantino being a part of this wild card team starting up tomorrow afternoon in Baltimore. Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. We know what it does to the lineup for obvious reasons. You discussed it as well. I know multiple times throughout the Tigers series with us just how easy it was for the Tigers to navigate the lineup without Vinny. So you have that part of it. Then just the mere fact that we're talking about Vinny maybe coming back, those guys in the clubhouse, I would imagine that you talk about morale boost even more than they already are at right now.
Right. Great point, because there's no running from the obvious advantage that Baltimore has, even with Vinny back in the lineup. Their offense is far more dangerous top to bottom than the Royals' offense is, and come October, you need a few guys. Last time you were in Baltimore, what was it? It's Mike Moustakas, it's Alex Gordon with some huge home runs. It's tough to string together rallies in October. You need that Jorge Soler last year, that Adolis Garcia. This season, Bobby, Salvi, Vinny are the guys that you're expecting to come through with the big knocks. But a Hunter Renfro, a Michael Massey, and MJ Melendez, they all have the ability to be this October's Mike Moustakas, or at least what Moose meant to that team, hitting five home runs in that run to the World Series in 2014. Having Vinny back, In September, the Royals were the worst offense in all of Major League Baseball. With Vinny, they're middle of the road. And that's all you really need. Middle of the road, and hopefully Hunter Renfro or MJ or Massey, someone can run into that big two-run tank to change the game tomorrow, change it on Wednesday or this weekend coming up in the Bronx. But no doubt about it, this team knows that the offense has been the issue on this team. The bullpens looked outstanding, one of the five best bullpens in baseball in the month of September. So, yeah, having Vinny back in that lineup should allow a guy like Massey and Melendez to say, I no longer need to be Vinny Pasquantino. I just need to get back to who I was in the month of June, July, and August, which is when we saw the best from Massey and Melendez, respectively.
Vern, what would you do about Michael Garcia? He had a really bad September. He did not have a good August. Overall, I would say it's just been a down year overall.
Yeah. Yes.
Is there a place for him on a playoff roster, or do you just start going the veteran routes? Do you want him as a utility player? Like, what would you do with Michael Garcia? Because I feel like he's the toughest player that has been with the team the entire year, but I'm not sure how he helps the team in a playoff series, if that makes sense.
Defensively, I think he certainly helps. On the base paths, he could help. You know, when I look at the 28 guys they had on the team yesterday, if you put Vinny on it, that means you need to take another three off. It's Alec Marsh, it's Carlos Hernandez, and it's Adam Frazier. Vinny replaces, in my opinion, that's
Frazier,
how I would.
Yeah,
that's how I would go about it. Michael's one of the five best base runners in the sport. You know, defensively, he's a well above average defender. So is he in the lineup tomorrow against Corbin Burnes? Do you go Paul DeJong over there at third base, knowing his track record to run into big flies? You take a step back defensively. That's going to be interesting to see, because Reagans and Burnes, you would expect it's going to be low scoring, right? You want to have
defense together, yeah.
So Izzy's going to be in center, and he's left-handed, but the DeJong, Michael Garcia debate, personally, for as much as I want to talk defense and base running and what's gotten this team to this spot, Paul DeJong in the eight spot's ability to run into one, pretty appetizing.
Do you? I know we've asked you about playoff expansion before, but knowing the format that we have, three-game wild card series, the Orioles get to host all three. Cody and I were talking about this earlier. Cody thinks they should go one in Baltimore, come back to Kansas City, go back to Baltimore.
Or just two in Baltimore and one back in Kansas City for the third. I don't think they should all be on the road.
I'm fine with what we got here. At least it's three games.
There's too many teams to begin with. I like the one-game playoff. Honestly, I thought Bob Costas had a great idea. You're not going to eliminate teams from the postseason. You don't grow to 12 and then go, what? We're going to go back to 10. So I like the idea of, today would have been, in Bob Costas' idea, today would have been a Detroit in Kansas City one-game playoff, the 6 seed visiting the 5 seed. And if the Royals win, they then go for a one-game playoff at the 4 seed in Baltimore tomorrow. Yeah, I like that. I think there are too many teams. If you're the 5 or 6 seed, man, you do not deserve any sort of advantage.
Yeah,
you had 162 games to earn an advantage, and you couldn't do it.
I agree. I 100% agree with the idea that they shouldn't get an advantage, but they're – I'm not saying the Orioles necessarily just, you're the fifth wild card team or fourth wild. Sometimes for me, Vern, it's just we pretend like in playoff baseball, it's not how we've been playing the sport the entire time. So all year, a team finishes up a game in a city, gets on a plane, goes to another city, and plays a baseball game the next day. But if it's in October, we can't do that anymore. Who's too tight? Can't be making them travel on the same day and then have to play a baseball game the next day. Why the hell not?
I'm guessing if we're talking World Series stuff, the San Francisco Giants play the New York Yankees in the World Series, that travel would be difficult.
That's life. That's sports. I don't know.
Yeah, but we also want the best product possible. You don't want we don't want, what I'm saying? Like, that's what I want, at least.
We just can't eliminate travel.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, the answer is, shorten the season. Make the playoffs a little bit more, along with what you're talking about. I could make a case that, the schedule should change or look more like the regular season if, the playoffs weren't a completely different game, if it wasn't an obvious money grab, if, yeah, I hate tournament baseball. It spits in the face of everything that this game's supposed to be about. You got teams backdooring into the playoffs left and right. And you know one of these teams, Mets, Braves, Tigers, Royals, you know one of them is going to find themselves in the Final Four, knocking out a team that dominated for 6 months.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely going to happen. All right, Vern, we're going to talk to you tomorrow as well, so we'll talk more about particular matchups. And by then, I assume we'll know where Vinny Pasquantino lies in the playoff roster picture. So appreciate it.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.